A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus spoke this parable, addressed to those who believed in their own self-righteousness while holding everyone else in contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, with head unbowed, prayed in this fashion: "I give you thanks, O God, that I am not like the rest of men, grasping, crooked, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on all I possess." The other man, however, kept his distance, not even daring to raise his eyes to heaven. All he did was beat his breast and say, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Believe me, this man went home from the temple justified, but the other did not. For everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, while he who humbles himself shall be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. The feature of this popular parable of Jesus that attracts my attention most is the contrast between the grammar of the Pharisee and that of the tax collector. The repeated subject of the Pharisee's prayer is I give thanks that I am not like the rest. I fast, I pay tithes on all I possess. The prayer, although addressed to God, is about what the speaker does. The tax collector, on the other hand, sees God as the subject and pleads, "Be merciful to me, a sinner." He appears only as the object of God's action. Isn't that what Lent is all about? Getting our focus off ourselves and onto God and others. The first reading today from the prophet Hosea urges us to strive to know not ourselves, but the Lord. During Lent, we fast to divert our attention from always thinking about providing for our own needs. That is why types of fasting that require us to spend even more time figuring out how to get along without whatever it is we give up defeat their own purpose. Lenten prayer should be about coming to know and love God more devotedly, not just increasing petitions for ourselves and those we care for. Almsgiving should be broaden our insight into the needs of others, not just increase the amount of our giving. Who is this Lord we are to strive to know? During the first part of Lent, we hear in the first readings that he is a God whose focus is on his people, freeing them from slavery, feeding and watering them in the desert, giving them a new land to be their home. From Jesus' language in the Gospels, we learn that God's care for his people is rooted in a self-giving love that is his very identity as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. By coming to know the God of whom Jesus taught, we learn that focusing on the other rather than on self is at the heart of God's identity. God does not spend eternity looking at himself. Father brings forth, beholds, and loves his son. The son beholds, pours out gratitude to, and loves the father. Their mutual gaze and love is the very breath, the Holy Spirit, that not only exists within God, but can extend God's love beyond himself to what we call creation. As part of God's creation that can both know and love, we are meant to be like God, to focus our attention and love on others. First of all, on God, but also on others like ourselves and on all creation. This attention to others is what can bring us to greater knowledge and love of God. This is what Lent should be all about.